Penguin Random House Audio presents The Mistresses of Clifton, Three Centuries of Scandal, Power and Intrigue in an English Stately Home by Natalie Livingston, read for you by Elizabeth Nolden. Introduction. On the sultry night of 8th of July 1961, the 19-year-old showgirl Christine Keeler was in the swimming pool at Clifton when she heard voices approaching from the terrace. She had been larking about with her friend Stephen Ward, who rented a cottage at the foot of the estate, a law student called Noel Howard Jones, and a pretty young hitchhiker whom the three of them had picked up on the drive down from London. Usually, Ward asked permission to use the pool from the estate's owner, Bill Astor, but tonight Bill was occupied by a more sober dinner party in the main house. The pool was tucked away in a walled garden on the west side of the property, so the group thought nothing of going for an impromptu swim without giving Astor prior warning. The party grew raucous, and at some point, Keeler shed her swimsuit in a bet. Up at the main house, the company at dinner included Field Marshal Ayub Khan, President of Pakistan, John Profumo, Secretary of State for War, and his film star wife, Valerie. The hosts were Bill Astor, who had inherited the house from his parents Waldorf and Nancy, and Bill's wife, Bronwyn. After dinner, the hosts decided to take advantage of the balmy night and suggested a stroll down to the swimming pool to show off a newly installed bronze statue.